All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Duncan Blunt. He's the CEO of Declar Resources. And Duncan, it's nice to see you. How are you?
Doing well, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. A really interesting company. A lot of news happened in the last little while. We'll talk about that in just a second, Duncan. But first, maybe just give us a bit of an overview of the company.
Yeah, sure. So Declar Resources, we're an independent oil and gas exploration and development company, focused primarily on West Africa, specifically the Niger Delta of Nigeria. The company, the history of the company, I've been with the company for a little over 4 years. Previous to Nigeria, we had a nickel cobalt mine in Vietnam that was divested and looked around for new assets, new opportunities. And it took us to Nigeria, where we were able to close our acquisition of our first asset last summer, the Oza field, which is onshore proven undeveloped field in Nigeria that's under the marginal field development program, which gives us advantageous fiscal terms and pretty high cash flow on production.
And you're actually going to be drilling there very soon, right?
That's right. We have a rig mobilizing right now. Most of the equipment is on site being staged and being prepared for operations. The nice thing about these marginal fields, Steve, is that there's a lot of times there's infrastructure on site, as I said, proven undeveloped fields. So there's oil in the ground. Oza specifically has three wellheads that are already there. Shell had owned and operated this asset back in the 70s. So our plan is with capital that we've already raised to drill the first well, re-enter Oza 1, and basically establish us in pretty short order as a near-term producer and producing cash flow, high cash flow barrels from this quality Nigerian crude. We think we'll be producing in about 30 days, thankfully, because it is, again, a re-entry and there's a lot of infrastructure already there.
Yeah. Let's talk about that capital raise you mentioned, because you did do a significant one recently.
Sure. Yeah. The most recent capital raise that the use of proceeds for that have been for new opportunities. Part of what we're doing in Nigeria is exactly what we've done with the Oza field, but other similar opportunities, largely onshore or potentially shallow swamp, marginal fields. These specific proceeds are going into some of the opportunities, one of which we press released just last week. So,
yeah. So the company is obviously cashed up, and you recently made an acquisition as well that was what your intention was when you raised the money. So tell us about this letter of intent you've signed recently, Duncan.
Yeah. So it's one of the first significant steps towards getting an interest in the field, the Asaro-Matoro field. It's located on OML 11, the same block that we have the Oza field. Asaro-Matoro is in the southern part, and similar to Oza, it was similarly previously owned by Shell, produced oil, more so than Oza produced, up until about 2018, test flowed two wells, about 3,000 barrels per day per well. So similar development strategy that we have with Oza. Once we're able to finalize that transaction, we'll move pretty quickly to mobilizing a rig, potentially being able to slot in a rig from Oza as well, if we can time it right, and re-enter those two wells, followed by development wells and similar near-term production that we're looking at Oza. So, all in all, it's analogous in a lot of ways to Oza.
Yeah, Duncan, is that what shareholders and people who are following the company should look to now is you becoming a producer in 30 days and beyond that as well? What's sort of the catalyst that you want to see?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's you look at the market. My background is investment management, focused on companies just like Declar, international oil and gas. And there's usually considerable uplift in valuation as the company goes from a junior to a developer and then to a producer. So that's what we've got focused on. We think by the end of this year, this calendar year, we should be able to be producing from two and likely three fields, Oza, Asaro-Matoro, and a third field that we've got eyes on. So all in all, multi-asset producing oil company, producing somewhere, 10,000 barrels per day or higher is kind of our internal estimates right now. But you could do some pretty basic math to see that there's good uplift in valuation and just attention. Once we bring fields online in a place like Nigeria, it gets a good a good word going around about us. So, you know, it brings other opportunities that we're looking at.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Duncan, thanks very much for giving us an update on the company and good luck with everything. We look forward to checking in again with you real soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there's Duncan Blunt. He's the CEO of Declar Resources.